and they're calling that the worst theoretical prediction in the history of physics. That dark.
No, we mock it. Whatever they're concerned about, we know we're having.
Yes.
They're missing what, they really what,
be, what they really should be afraid of, if they're going to be a skeered, is virtual particles.
Damn.
See, Bob's running into that right now. Bob has the scenario. He plays out the scenario, and he likes it, and he goes with it, and he does it, then he implements it. Then there's one little gnat's hair involved in the mix, which then changes all the predicated outcomes. And the next thing you know, he went to sleep, had some flatulence, and the entire world is destroyed. Bloom. It's like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. They blew up the world when he had a little flatulence. And then it really stank, and it was pretty ugly and pretty nasty, and it blew up the whole damn world. And then he's sad that he blew up the damn world, and he doesn't want there to be a non-world world at the world. So he gets up out of his blown-up bed and says, well, let's see if we can do this again. And he redoes it one more time and gauges up his gauge boson and see if he can refigure or re-triangulate his face before the flatulence. The force carrier cannot hold the perfectude of the outside parameters. And when it cannot hold the outside parameters, it becomes a void into itself. And a void into itself is not antimatter. It is, wait for it, a virtual particle.